Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to inform the UNECE working party that Sarah Kyle is our new appointed secretary. She was just appointed by the Found WHO Director General in June this year, so she's kind of discovering the work of Codex in terms of non-food safety. She's coming with a strong background on food safety, but I mean, she's quite curious about the work that is being done on agricultural quality standards and cooperation with other international organizations. And maybe the very last part should go into the report, because it's actually important in terms of what she mentioned about the discussion on the strategic plans. Codex members felt quite strong in the ongoing revision of the strategic plan that we should really look into the third mandate of the Codex Alimentarius Commission and strengthen partnerships with other standard-setting organizations, and UNECE is a good example of such cooperation. So now, don't expect Queen English. I mean, we'll say something maybe in Spanglish. But first of all, Madam Chair, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present Codex activities that may be relevant to the working party. And I would like to apologize that I could not submit this information yesterday. Regarding Codex work on agricultural quality standards, I just got some questions from some members here. So I just want to confirm that since the last meeting of the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetable in 2022, there has been no further updates related to Codex work on fresh fruit and vegetable. The next meeting is planned to take place in Mexico City in February 2025, but so far there are still ongoing talks between the Codex and the host country secretariats for the organization of this meeting. But you can follow up on this meeting on the dedicated Codex webpage for this committee, and I will provide the link so it can go into the report. I also like to take this opportunity maybe to record some of the Codex activities in integrating new technologies into Codex standards, which I mentioned during the panel this morning, because this may be also of general interest to the working party and their specialized section. It actually applies to all foods, and it can either apply to food safety or non-food safety activities. So regarding work on the use of technology in food labeling, we have the Committee on Food Labeling that met 2 weeks ago in Canada and completed the work on guidelines to provide food information for prepackaged foods to be offered via e-commerce, and guidelines for using technology to provide food information in food labeling. So these guidelines were developed to respond to the changing way consumers buy foods, which means online purchases, and how information is provided to consumers other than through a labeling on the food. And both guidelines are now submitted for final adoption by the Commission. Regarding work on the use of technology in inspection and certification systems, just to mention again that this committee develops texts, as I said, which are relevant to the SBS and TBT issues. One that I mentioned this morning is the proposal for new work on digitalization of food control systems, and just to raise awareness that this will be not the only text being discussed or to be discussed in CCFIX that will address or incorporate new technologies such as ITC or artificial intelligence. Finally, for the upcoming session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, the 47th session will take place in Geneva by the end of this month. We no longer have a special item to invite observers to report on their activities. We're looking into that possibility for future sessions. But of course, we do extend an invitation to the UNECE Secretariat to participate in this session. There will also be some interesting side events organized in collaboration with other international organizations based in Geneva, WTO in particular, just to mention one that could be of interest to the UNECE Secretariat, is the one on effective labeling for healthier food in the context of Codex. It is organized by WHO. And again, just to say that label intakes are broad enough, and we do have a recommendation from WHO to consider nutritional aspects when we develop commodity standards. So most probably this side event will touch upon those issues. And so I will stop here, Madam Chair, and thanks very much again for the opportunity to convey this information to the working party.